Why in one of the images did we see black and white vans, and in the others we saw flames on the vans worn by the shooter?
This is a second debate on a line. Is the shooter wearing black and white vans or flame vans? We've seen both. We'll compare the two images that we have online available of the shooting. Let's begin with the video surveillance footage that's available when the shooter enters the school, where we see a black and white vans. Then we have the body cam images that were released by the Nashville police, where we see these flame vans in the video and the body cam images the moment the shooter was shot. So which one is it? We can confirm that the shooter is wearing these flame vans according to the body cam images. How do we know? Our team spoke to experts who explained what happened here. We'll begin with the video surveillance of footage where that has low definition, and in this case taken in an environment that has artificial lighting, and on top of that it was a compressed image. All of this was a direct cause of loss of color, which resulted in this black and white image. While in the body cam of footage, you could see it was taken in natural light, and two, the quality of the camera was better, so resulting in the fact that you could see color more clearly, and in this case, the flames of the Vans shoes that the shooter was wearing. But then, for instance, we have this example of the body cam footage, where in one instance, you could see it's black and white, and then you can see the flames, which is due to lighting or camera quality. So this is a clear example of how optical illusions can easily manipulate perception.